we throw away quite a bit of material each year. More than 50% of what we throw away is actually compostable. And we actually throw away about 38 million tons of food waste each year, and only 5% of that is composted, which I think is crazy.
That sounds pretty crazy. And I think maybe we should talk about it for the next 20 minutes or so.
Sounds good.
You're Linda Bilsons, the program manager for the Institute for Local Self-Reliance's Neighborhood Soil Rebuilders program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Chris Mitchell. I do broadband type stuff for the Institute, focusing on locally owned networks. But I also interview people at ILSR about building local power. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So I'd like to start out a little bit wide, since this is the first time we're talking about composting on building local power. And just ask you, you know, sure, those are big numbers that you just threw out, but why should we care about composting?
I was asking myself the same question a few years ago when I first started getting into composting. And basically, I got into composting because I wanted to be able to grow my own food. So I started gardening and working on farms. And when it came down to it, the soil is pretty much what makes all of that possible. And if you're going to be growing in the same place over and over again, you have to add back what you take away. And composting is the way that you do that. So I basically came to composting because I wanted to grow my own food.
And one of the things that I think is interesting about composting, as well as many components of our waste stream, is that you can pretty much do it anywhere. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't need a lot of infrastructure to make it happen, especially at the small scale. So that's pretty much what we focus on, is just getting people started. There are some lessons to learn about how to do it a little bit better, you know, without running into some of the nuisance problems that you could otherwise come across. But in general, it's really, you just got to go start doing it.
So if we were to see hundreds of communities doing that around the nation, in what ways would that contribute to more local power, do you think? Aside from just having better soils, how would the community benefit if they were putting energy into these kinds of programs?
The main reasons that get me excited about this work is that composting is something that you don't really have to wait for a government program or a business to provide a service. You can basically start doing it today. As long as you're producing waste, which we all do, if you eat any food, if you cook at all, if you have a backyard or a garden, you have stuff to compost. And instead of throwing it in your garbage bin, if you have any space or a community garden, you can start composting that today and see a tangible product in a few months' time.
My wife is very supportive of composting, and we got into it a number of years ago. And I'll say two immediate impacts in our household that I wouldn't say are about building local power, but just were interesting to me, is that most of our trash disappeared. It turned out that, you know, we cook a fair amount. So a lot of our trash was, you know, stuff that we could compost. And then the second thing is that we didn't have to take our trash out as often, because we're mostly throwing away like plastic or other things that is not going to rot in our kitchen. So we could wait until the bag was more full to take that trip out that nobody wants to do.
Totally.
So those are concrete effects.
You're actually taking out the smelliest part of your waste as well, which is pretty exciting, I think. And you're doing something productive with it at the same time.
Right. What else were you going to say in terms of what helps us build local power?
With the community composting scale, which is really what we tend to prioritize, is that you have this opportunity to, it's like another opportunity to connect with your neighbors in your neighborhood. It's another opportunity to come together and work on something together for a common end goal. Here in D.C., around a number of the community gardens that exist, there are about 40 or so, you see people of diverse backgrounds coming together and working together on something as simple as compost. So it's just kind of a touch point for the community. And I think it gives us another opportunity for common ground, another opportunity to interact with each other, get to know each other, which I think is pretty critical if you want to come together to exert any sort of local power.
Well, and some people have started businesses, too. I mean, this isn't just something one does to make oneself feel better. You could actually start a small business doing this.
Definitely. It still requires you to be quite entrepreneurial at this stage, I think that we don't really value compost or soil or the other benefits that come from composting enough for it to be something that just anybody could start up. But I think if you're entrepreneurial and you're dedicated to it, you can definitely start a business.
So let's talk about the Neighborhood Soil Rebuilder Program. What exactly is that? What do we do at ILSR around this issue?
So the full title is the Neighborhood Soil Rebuilders Composter Training Program. And so that's pretty much what it is. It's a composter training program. And it's built off of what is more broadly known as the Master Composter Model. This is offered kind of throughout the country, and it's often offered in conjunction with like a Master Gardener program, which more people would be familiar with likely. But yeah, there's like at least 50 plus programs around the country. There's probably more, but that's the number that we identified a couple of years when we were surveying. And it's all about giving people the basic tools that they need to start composting. What differs for us, and I think the title sort of makes the point, is that we're focusing on neighborhoods, not just backyards. So we focus on community composting, which involves not just one household, but a number of households or a community of some sort.
Is this something that it's just white people do? You know, I think that's a lot of people might think, oh, composting is just kind of like it's the latest trend in sort of, you know, counterculture white folks. But I suspect that's not been your experience.
Definitely not. What excites me so much about composting and what I've witnessed here in the DC community in particular, but also in the Baltimore community where we just started working, is that it is empowering for everyone. You know, composting is an opportunity to take control of what would be a waste and make it a resource. And I think that's appealing to most everybody. And I do think that whether it's immigrant populations or groups of immigrants that are just coming over that come from agriculturally focused countries, or anybody that's interested in growing their own food, for the various reasons that someone might be interested in that, composting is a natural complement to all of that. So I do think it's appealing to just about anybody, especially with the inequalities that we see in our food system. It's really a compelling tool for any community.
And I see that. It's interesting that you're worked in, and we have programs that are related in as far away as Atlanta and Lincoln, Nebraska. You know, is there anything that you find interesting about the kind of communities that are embracing this?
The communities that are embracing this, there is sort of a common thread that I've seen. It's basically people who are just kind of tired of waiting for somebody else to do something.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just this really simple, it almost seems silly, like composting to some people seems silly. But once you start doing it and you actually see that you can create something, and you're also helping address a number of other big problems that we as a humanity face, it's pretty inspiring stuff.
Well, let's talk about one of those in particular. How does composting interface with climate change?
By composting, we're taking out this huge chunk of the waste stream that otherwise ends up in landfills or incinerators. And I think that food waste in specific is the largest portion of waste that ends up being incinerated or landfilled in the United States. So you're taking it away from being burned or from sitting in a landfill. But also food waste in particular, organic materials, when they decompose in anaerobic conditions, they basically create a stronger greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. So it creates methane.
In a different way of saying that, of course, would be when they rot, bad things happen, right? I mean,
totally. There's groundwater pollution, there's air pollution, there's all these bad things that can come from it. So you're kind of avoiding that.
Right. And rotting is not composting.
No. Though I do hear people in the composting world say rot on as like a rock on. But so I think rotting is not necessarily a negative term. Yeah, you don't want to putrefy things. Like you want things to decompose properly.
Well, that's a good word, putrefy. I mean, you know, you sort of think rot. It's kind of a word that makes you think of nasty things. But then putrefy is yet another level up. So
definitely. Another benefit to the climate from composting has to do with the carbon sequestration potential of healthy soil. And compost is an important amendment to keeping soil healthy. And so by improving the quality of the soil, you improve the biology of the soil, which is tied to the ability of soil to sequester carbon, basically pulling it out of the atmosphere and holding on to it. But you also grow more plants, which also sequester carbon. So it's really exciting. And this is kind of a new field that I think is gaining traction now, but it's kind of a hot topic.
It is. And in fact, some very powerful people have become more interested in it. Can you tell us about a surprise guest that you had over last winter?
My husband and I had been nominated basically to be featured as part of what we thought was a HGTV special on urban farming. So Home and Garden Television was supposedly coming to DC and they wanted to feature some community gardens in the DC area to show how cool urban ag is. And so my husband was arranging all of this. And after a few visits with what we thought was HGTV staff, we had this interview. And so we arrive in our backyard and there's like 20 plus people kind of crawling around. And so we start this interview with Home and Garden Television. And as we're answering a random question about how we started the garden and what did we do to the soil to improve it, as my husband's in the middle of answering, up behind us comes this voice, and we turn, and it happens to be the First Lady, Michelle Obama. So both of us completely awestruck and speechless.
I can imagine.
I'm pretty sure I squealed, actually. Which,
there's probably video evidence of that.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard it lots of times at this point. So I'm certain of it. But yeah, so she surprised us. We totally got punked by Michelle Obama, and it was pretty exciting.
That's great. Do you have a sense then that this is something that is catching on around the country?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, though Michelle Obama's visit was fantastic and such an honor, and it was exciting to see somebody that prominent supporting or interested in what we were doing, because she was technically there to see the garden. But as soon as we brought up the concept of composting and how important it is to us maintaining our garden and, you know, the importance of not wasting that food, she wanted to go see the composting system. So she like led the entire camera team through our like tiny little walkway to the composting system. And she wanted to test out the compost sifter that we have. So she totally understood why we were doing what we were doing. And she was excited about it. And she was very complimentary of it. So it was really exciting to see that. But also through the rest of our work in the Composting for Community project, under which the NSR falls.
And that's the Neighborhood Soil Rebuilder Program, NSR.
Yes. Through the rest of our work in the Composting for Community project, under which the Neighborhood Soil Rebuilder Program falls, we're getting a chance to work with community composters from around the country. So it's certainly something that is growing in terms of a movement.
What's the best place to go for people that want to learn more about it and how they might get involved?
Our webpage on the ILSR website would be a great place to start. So that's the neighborhoodsoilrebuilders.org. Other places that they might look for information would be BioCycle. It's a magazine for the composting industry. And Nora Goldstein, who's a close friend of the Institute's, she's the editor of that magazine. And she, composting at the community scale is a passion for her as much as it is for us. So those are two great places to start.
Wonderful. And we'd like to end the show by asking for a recommendation for something to read, article, book, maybe even a podcast, who knows. What's something interesting you've heard or read that you want to share with people?
A couple of things come to mind. The Marin Carbon Project in California is putting out lots of interesting research papers on the topic of carbon sequestration and soil and compost in particular. So if anybody's interested in that, they're a great source for information. There's also a series about the inequality in our food system and how to address that I've been slowly making my way through. It's actually a publication called Food First, the Institute for Food and Development Policy. And there's this series that they put out recently about dismantling racism in the food system, which I think is really eye-opening gets me motivated.
Excellent. Well, I think those are very interesting recommendations. I'll be checking them out myself. Thank you for taking some time to tell us more about the composting work and why it's relevant, how it can build local power.
Thanks, Chris.
That was Linda Bilsons, Program Manager for the Neighborhood Soil Rebuilders Program at the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, talking with Chris Mitchell about the program and how composting contributes to local power. Learn more about the program at ilsr.org/initiatives/composting. Subscribe to this podcast and all of the podcasts in the ILSR family on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. Never miss out on our original research by also subscribing to our monthly newsletter at ilsr.org. Thanks to Dysfunction Al for the music license through Creative Commons. The song is Funk Interlude. I'm Lisa Gonzalez from the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. Thanks for listening to episode number 7 of our Building Local Power podcast.